Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Steve Scalise bowing out of the race to become the next Speaker of the House.
I just shared with my colleagues that I'm withdrawing my name as a candidate for the Speaker designee.
He announced at a conference meeting yesterday that he would be pulling out of the race following a day full of meetings with fellow Republicans. It appeared unlikely he would get the 217 members of his own party to vote for him on the floor, as a small number of conservatives appeared to block his path. House Republicans will meet again this morning. Senator Tommy Tuberville, a Republican from Alabama, alerted Capitol Police earlier this week to what he called an attempt to encourage politically motivated assassination by former CIA and NSA Director General Michael Hayden. The former U.S. intelligence boss had suggested on social media the day before that Tuberville should be removed from the human race. Hayden later ridiculed what he called MAGA nuts, who objected to his threatening language. The United States and Qatari governments are halting a deal that would have granted Iran $6 billion in humanitarian aid.
Iran was going to have access to the money as part of a prisoner swap last month. However, U.S. officials now believe Iran might have been partly responsible for the Hamas attacks in Israel. President Biden faced pressure from lawmakers on both sides to stop the money from being used. And on Thursday was reported that the deal was frozen. I'm Dave Collins.
Gaza is getting pummeled by airstrikes as Israel prepares for a possible ground assault. The Israel Defense Forces say they're mobilized about 300 reservists near the Gaza border, and they are continuing large-scale strikes on Hamas targets. At least 27 Americans have been killed. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Lionel Messi came off the bench in the second half as Argentina defeated Paraguay 1-0 in World Cup qualifying matches last night in Buenos Aires. Messi, who's been recovering from a leg injury, played a lively 40 minutes after intermission, directing traffic and helping Argentina pin Paraguay back. After the game, Messi said he's happy to be playing again. A major Hollywood fundraiser being called off because of the ongoing violence in the Middle East. The Academy Museum of Motion Pictures said yesterday that it has decided to cancel its annual Red Carpet Academy Museum Gala that was planned for this Saturday. The year's honorees included Meryl Streep, Michael B. Jordan, and Oprah Winfrey. Event organizers said in an email that the Academy Museum condemns all forms of hate and cruelty and stands in support of innocent Israeli and Palestinian lives affected by the ongoing violence. An annular solar eclipse casting a shadow on the sun, making a ring of fire in the sky tomorrow. But if you look at that solar eclipse with no protection, you could damage your eyes. That's because the sun's ultraviolet radiation can burn your retina, and it can happen before you even know it. Get a pair of eclipse glasses or a handheld solar viewer online. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what we do, and thank you for being part of, you know, solution, not adding to the problem. We got enough problems to deal with already here, huh? Crazy day that today is, Friday the 13th. We've got a call from the former leader of Hamas for a day of jihad. Meanwhile, problems with the House GOP is still in search of a speaker, with Steve Scalise stepping away. So we'll see what happens. Stay tuned. It's the one thing. We live in historic times, and it is not for the faint of heart, that's to say the least. J.B. DeGantz is going to be joining us in just a moment, the president of Communio. It's a nonprofit organization that works with churches to strengthen marriage and relationships. Oversaw the nationwide study on faith and relationships, which was administered to thousands of churchgoers in Catholic, Protestant, and evangelical churches. J.P., welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, great to be on with you again. Thanks for having me.
Well, once again, I mean, it's quite clear, I think it's inarguable, that homes without fathers or fathers who are MIA, boy, there's it just creates a big deficit and all kinds of problems for all concerned, right?
Absolutely. You know, and anybody listening to this knows, you look around the world in American society right now, you can't help but understand that there is a cultural sickness that has its origins fundamentally in the American soul, and that soul is formed in the family and in our faith communities. And so anybody who's listening in a church-going Christian knows that there's just been this huge increase in those who are the religious nuns, those who hold no religion whatsoever. We're now 29% of all Americans are religious nuns, and for the first time last year, a majority of Americans said they don't belong to any house of worship either. So a lot of pastors, church leaders are trying to figure out how to reverse that trend. We're not reversing the trend; it keeps growing. Mm-hmm. And the study's purpose, what we found in that, is that those in the pews, their family of origin, where they grew up, is very different than the world around us, right? So 80% of everybody sitting in the pews grew up at home with a continuously married parent. And what stuck out to the social scientists that we worked with on it is that that trend held regardless of age. So if you're 25 years old or you're 59 years old, about 80% of you grew up in a home with married parents, and that trend is just less and less and less likely. Today, a majority of everybody under the age of 30 came from that home. In fact, under the age of 33, 34 years old, probably a majority of your peers did not come from a married home.
And the critical measurement here started off with what you first said, and that is the godlessness the increasing measure of godlessness that is manifest in our country today, because our country operates on part of its infrastructure. Key to the infrastructure of what makes this democratic republic work is a holy, righteous, and moral people. Our founding fathers said as much quite clearly. So you take that away. You take that away and take away morality, make it relevant and relative, and make it more relative than relevant. And this is what you have. You've got the America today that, you know, JP, it's like we're beyond the tipping point. And what's happening, you know, as you know, when you are on beyond the tipping point, it picks up momentum. This is why what's happened to this country culturally in the last couple of years, people go, Bill, with such rapidity. Yeah, because we're beyond the tipping point now. And so you got all that inertia that is coming down, you know, full speed ahead, right?
Growth and decay generally happen exponentially once they get going, right? And some reasons for encouragement. There's 105,000 churches in America, between 100 and 500 people. There's another 25,000 or so churches, Catholic, Protestant, otherwise, that are above 500 people. 85%, according to a survey that we commissioned, spend nothing in the area of marriage and relationship ministry, right? So I actually share that with great hope that actually the collapse of our country is and the decline that we're on is being fueled and I believe caused by the collapse of the first institution, the family. And and right now, churches aren't engaged in it. We're focused on other areas. We spend $4 to $6 billion, we estimate, annually, as in the American church, on evangelization, sharing the gospel, discipleship with our young people. And that's $40 to $60 billion over a decade. What that means is, if you think about it, we've never spent more money in the life of the church on transmitting our faith to our young people. And based on the data, we've never been less effective at transmitting our faith to our young people. It's because we're focusing on an effect. Okay, the falling away, the apostasy, the loss of faith in our young people is actually caused on a deeper psychological level within our attachment to our dad. Okay,
I was going to say the father is key on this, because whenever you look at, you know, the other measurement you look at is, you know, what brings families to church. And when the father is involved, you've got more families involved, and you would discern from that, at least I would, JP, is that the father is key. If we get the father in church, the rest will follow, right? It's not the other way around.
Right. That's right. But think about it biblically, right? We already know that God reveals himself as father for all eternity. As an earthly father, I am a bad imitation of the real thing. But if I don't know and experience the love of a father in my home, how much harder is it, what we're seeing, it is to believe that there's a heavenly father who so loves us that he sent his only son to die for us, right? So this becomes an impediment. I go into it in the study. I'd encourage any of your listeners, you can download it for free, communion.org/study. You can download it now. And then I'd encourage you, one, to read it, two, share it with a pastor, share it with your small group. And there's actionable takeaways for the church. Right now, I'll use a political analogy, okay? If you won the general election, if you won the nomination for your party, and you're losing 35 to 40% of your base, and someone asks you, what's your strategy to win an independent? It wouldn't really matter, because if you don't win your base, there's no path forward to winning in the general election. Exactly. In that analogy, I would tell you that the church is losing its base, okay? We've got to have a base strategy. And our churches we're not engaged there. That's what makes me excited, is if we actually became strategic and focused on increasing, forming our young people for healthy relationships that can lead to marriage, we could redirect the future of the growth of the gospel in this country.
JP, is it an issue of relevance here? We got about 50 seconds left, but we'll pick it up on the other side. Is there an issue of relevance that we're talking about here?
Yeah, the reality is our young people badly want. We're wired for relationship, we're wired for human love, but the culture is telling us that we should, that doesn't matter. And so, so the church can actually be deeply relevant to the things that are so deeply wired in the human heart. There's a huge opportunity here for the church.
Well, I would agree 100% with what you're saying, and I want to talk a little bit more about the church brand on the other side of the break here. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking with J.P. DeGance, president of Communio. Stay with us. We've got more right after this.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
fresh and independent. Just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, J.P. DeGance is with us, the president of Communio, a nonprofit organization that works with churches to strengthen marriage and relationships. Oversaw the nationwide study on faith and relationships, which was administered to thousands of churchgoers in Catholic, Protestant, and evangelical churches. And he's here sharing the data with us. You know, I'd mentioned before the break, J.P., is that I think this is an opportunity for the church to kind of hit the reset button and think about their quote-unquote brand and what being branded means. And that is that, you know, like McDonald's, people go to McDonald's because they know what to expect. It's the same thing. You know, it's consistent. No matter where you are in the world, as a matter of fact, it's the same. And what's happening with the churches right now, it's a bit dynamic. And the dynamic isn't necessarily a positive dynamic, because what they're doing, what I see happening is they're letting go of foundational, institutional, and traditional principles that are compromising the brand. And people think, okay, I'm going to, you know, church shop, I'm going to go to this church. And they come away and they don't, you know, they're not getting, you know, what they should be getting that will hold them there in, you know, in the church to participate and to invite other friends. You know, the classic example for me, and I think you and I talked about the last time, was after 9/11. You had an aching and a desire of people coming to churches all across the country, but the churches was like they were asleep at the wheel. And didn't know what to do, and they stayed with their regular programs. They were overly sensitive about how to address things because I believe they were deficient of the Word of God. And what was missed was an appointed time. God gave us an appointed time. This is a sanctified moment in time for us to bring people into the body of Christ, and we blew it.
Yeah, our churches, among other things, should be known for being examples of human love, and should be animated by divine love, right? The old hymn that they will know we are Christians by our love is important. Our marriages should be an example to those around us. There's something deeply attractive when a husband and wife love each other in a healthy way that's seen and witnessed to their friends and their community. People want to be around that. There's a reason those love stories are so the most popular of human stories historically. And that said, I think this is actually, you know, when you think about when the church has historically advanced the gospel most effectively since the time of Christ. He had his ministry. The signs and wonders were around felt need, right? Healing the sick, feeding the hungry, curing the lame. Okay, that in our own day, in our 21st century, we don't have the radical poverty in the United States that sub-Saharan Africa might have. But what we do have is a poverty that's so much worse. Mother Teresa said that loneliness is the leprosy of the West. The culture has told men and women. Women should behave like a caricature of fraternity guys, and sex should be just considered like another bodily function and treated with no particular care. And the reality is the culture has imbibed it. Many of our young people have imbibed it. The most sexually chaste young people are weekly church attending evangelical Christians. And in that group, if you're in your 20s, 51% of you are not sexually chaste. So there's a great opportunity to talk about to teach about the beauty of marital love, conjugal love in marriage. Why when sex lives outside of that, it's closely associated with depression, antidepressants, suicidal ideation. Okay, particularly the more sexual partners a person has, particularly women, the more likely they are to suffer from mental health challenges. I think there's this great felt need opportunity to form for churches to form our young people, to have ministry that helps folks learn the healthy dynamics of forming forming relationships that can lead to marriage. I co-wrote a book, Endgame, the Church's Strategic Move to Save Faith and Family in America, which you can also get on our website or on Amazon. It goes through the five dimensions of healthy attachment. In our ministry, we work directly with churches to equip them to run this sort of ministry well and make it a front porch ministry so that we can affect change in the congregation and go outside, live the Great Commission, and draw people in around this this felt need. People badly want, the polling still shows, Gen Z, they want help. They want to have a marriage, okay? They want to get married, okay? And many just don't have a pathway, don't know how to do it. And shame on us as Christians for not helping and equip our folks to do that. And then equipping our existing marriages, right? The culture eats marriage for breakfast, right?
Oh, my goodness, yes, absolutely.
And fidelity is not exactly celebrated in the world around us, and so it should be celebrated in our churches, and we should. One of the things that we saw in the survey is women in church are more, they're 62% more likely to struggle in their marriage than men in church. Mm-hmm. And the peak gap is in their 30s. So a married woman in her 30s is 109% more likely to struggle than her husband. So there's great opportunity for ministry within those who are already showing up to church.
How many are having affairs in church? Do we know that number? I know when it comes to pornography, about a third of the people in the pews on Sunday are participating in pornography.
Yeah, it is. Look, pornography is a massive impediment. Another impediment is recognizing that the family of origin, right, where we came from, what we saw, the patterns that we saw in our own home. Okay, if you're a married man in church on Sunday, but you came from a home where mom and dad were not married, you're 48% more likely to struggle in your marriage today than a married man in church who didn't, right? So helping folks know the patterns that they bring into it. And then, identifying unhealthy habits and breaking them and equipping them. We work with churches thinking through how do we have ministry that can help break a pornography addiction and...
I think we've got to revisit what the legitimate vision of marriage and family was all about. What did God say, you know, in Genesis, how it was supposed to be constructed? And then when the fall happened, of course, Satan was going to do everything he could to damage the seed. It wasn't just the seed, regarding Jesus. It was the seed of God's creation. And what better way to do it than to defile the birthing laboratory, so to speak, if I can put it in a clinical terms, to violate the birthing, incubator by having all these sexual expressions. And, you and I were talking off the air about this. This is the thing about sin, I think it's the 8th chapter of Ecclesiastes says, because sin is not, the consequence of sin is not rendered immediately. In essence, it kind of snowballs and gets complicated. And there's something very subtle about sex, very powerful, no doubt. But how that sin carries forward, and it interrupts, especially when you have that union to where you why did God want you to preserve a holy union so that your children would be holy? And so if that's violated, if it's compromised in any way, then, we, certainly God's going to redeem, but the fact of the matter is that there's still consequences for the sin. And I think that we underestimate that, and a clear understanding of the original and the legitimate vision that God had for his creation needs to be revisited and recommitted to, if that's fair to say.
Amen. No, I absolutely agree, Bill. If any of you listening, I encourage you, download our study. It's free. Genius.org/study. Read it. Share it with your pastor. Share it with your small group.
Amen.
And reach out to us. We want to, our mission is to put the church to solve this problem. Thank you so
That's
much
great.
For having us.
J.P. DeGance, President of Communio. Thank you, J.P. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Yep, you as well.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. Steve Scalise bowing out of the race to become the next Speaker of the House. Senator Tommy Tuberville alerting Capitol Police earlier this week to what he called an attempt to encourage politically motivated assassination by former CIA and NSA Director General Michael Hayden. Because of his comments on social media the day before that Tuberville should be removed from the human race. The United States and Qatari governments halting a deal that would have granted Iran $6 billion in humanitarian aid. Gaza getting pummeled by airstrikes as Israel prepares for a possible ground assault. The Israeli Defense Forces say they have mobilized about 300,000 reservists near the Gaza border and are continuing large-scale strikes on Hamas targets. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You know, all these years that have passed, and still the questions remain. And it goes back to what we were talking about with Liz Peek when we started out this morning. And this is the problem about a lie. It just never goes away. It just keeps haunting you. It just gnaws at you. It's like that, maybe that little part in, crevice in your teeth. But somehow you got something stuck in there, a little piece of meat. Sound like Rosanna Dana right now. But, and it's just so irritating. That's what happens with the lie. No matter what it is, it just never goes away, it seems like, until you get a moment of truth. And certainly this has been the case when we're talking about the JFK assassination. In fact, it was already legislated and agreed upon that all information regarding the JFK assassination was to be released. Now, Donald Trump, it became available when he was president of the United States, and he released 50% of what was still remaining to be released, right? And he stopped there. And I thought it was rather suspicious. We never understood, never got the whole story as to why he stopped. I think he may have been threatened to such a degree, maybe his family. That's why he opted to stop revealing what happened. But still, the questions remain. Well, in his timely and powerful new book, Oliver Stone's Flim Flam, The Demagogue of Dealey Plaza, the author and marketing professional
Fred Litwin is with us. He debunks the major allegations in JFK, Destiny Betrayal, Oliver Stone's 2021 documentary series on the JFK assassination. Fred, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
So, like me, you're tormented with this lingering lie about the JFK assassination, and so you had to write this book.
Well, I was very, very much distressed that Oliver Stone once again made a documentary series about the assassination and included a lot of really false and misleading information with allegations of conspiracy that just weren't true. Mm-hmm. So I had to write a book to expose the way he thinks and expose the horrific allegations that he put forward.
Well, let's take them on. What allegations rankled you the most?
Well, I think the fact that he really went after people like Alan Dulles and General Curtis LeMay turned them into villains and said things that just weren't true. For instance, Oliver Stone alleges that General LeMay was at JFK's autopsy and gloating over the fact that JFK had been murdered, when in fact there's absolutely no evidence that LeMay was at the autopsy.
Mm-hmm.
Just completely false. And so you're maligning somebody who really doesn't deserve to be maligned.
And what was he basing? Was it just opinion that he was basing that on? Did he present any empirical evidence, any new information that would put LeMay there at the autopsy?
There was one witness who said that he saw LeMay at the autopsy, but nobody else saw him, including the FBI agents who actually took attendance. They actually looked down who was at the autopsy, and nobody else saw LeMay. And you just can't believe this one witness.
Mm-hmm. What about the FBI in their reporting? Was there any challenge to anything relevant to the autopsy? Did anybody question the record that said who was in attendance?
Well, I think that a lot of House Select Media and Assassinations also looked at who was at the autopsy, and they came up with, I think, a more complete list of than the FBI did of who was there, and they also did not find any evidence that LeMay was there.
Okay, all right. So that's one. Let's go to number two.
The documentary series alleges that there were plots against JFK in Chicago in November 63 and in Tampa November 1963. I had never heard about these allegations before, so I had to do some research. And lo and behold, I found there's absolutely no evidence that there was a plot against JFK in either city. Absolutely no evidence.
I had heard in my early reading, Fred, that there were, and this was mafia related. So it's interesting that you, in your deep dive, did not discover any conspiracy whatsoever in Chicago or Miami.
Not Miami, Tampa.
Oh, Tampa, rather. Okay,
Tampa.
Yes.
There was a threat against Kennedy in Miami that was caught on tape, but it wasn't a plot.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, these are the story. I was actually shocked to see how little evidence there was in either of those allegations. Oliver Stone also alleges that JFK's brain was changed out, that they actually took photographs of a different brain than JFK's because the photographs in evidence of JFK's brain only shows evidence of a shot fired from behind.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is completely false. And in fact, the photographer who took the photographs of the brain never said he didn't take the photograph.
Interesting. Well, and you had supposedly you had parts of the president's brain that was in the back of the car that shows Jackie, unless, this is more narrative than fact, her kind of, grabbing the brain matter and bringing it to her lap as she was trying to get back into the car after, that final lethal shot.
Yes, and in fact, after the headshot, what really happened was that it was a combination of bone, skull fragments, brain material, blood, fluid, all of this stuff came out of Kennedy's head.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't just brains that came out.
Yes.
A lot of stuff.
So in getting back to this point that, you know, he suggested that the brain was changed out, but your evidence does not support that whatsoever. And you're saying the original photographer said that he didn't take a picture of the brain? I didn't quite understand that. Clarify that, if you would, please.
The allegation in the documentary series is that the photographer said he did not take the photographs of the brain, when, in fact, when you go to his testimony in 1997, you quickly see that his memory is quite poor about all of everything that happened at the autopsy.
Mm-hmm.
He was unsure about what kind of film he took, what he took photographs of. He was having memory problems. He was getting much older.
Mm-hmm.
And so that explains why he was a bit reticent about some of the photographs. But if you go to his earlier testimony in the 1960s and the 1970s, when he was much more aware of what was going on,
exactly,
he never had a problem with the photographs.
Mm-hmm. You also address the formation of the Warren Commission. Where's the conflict there?
Well, the allegation is that the CIA wanted to have Alan Dulles, who had been head of the CIA, put on the Warren Commission to help protect CIA secrets.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, what really happened was that Robert Kennedy wanted Alan Dulles to be on the Warren Commission, probably to protect some secrets as well, because he had to protect the secrets that the Kennedys were involved in trying to assassinate Castro.
Mm-hmm.
It was RFK who wanted Alan Dulles on the Warren Commission.
Okay, it wasn't CIA driven. So speaking of the CIA, you addressed the relationship between JFK and the CIA, which has been a long-standing, just bucket, for conspiracy and theories, right?
Yeah, I mean, the allegation again is that the CIA hated Kennedy and perhaps were involved in his assassination. And in fact, Alan Dulles was a good close friend of the Kennedy family, Kennedy Sr. and RFK and JFK. They liked Alan Dulles a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, JFK became enamored of covert activities. He didn't destroy the CIA. He actually expanded the use of covert activities through the use of the Defense Department as well.
Well, I understand there was some conflict between the CIA and Vietnam because of some drug running. Did you find anything that would validate that idea?
I really haven't looked at that at all. I think what's interesting is I think the CIA early on was actually quite against military, the Americans using military force in Vietnam. But I was more concerned about, what was Kennedy's attitude towards Vietnam. And because the allegation is that he was killed because he wanted to take American troops out of Vietnam, and I found that was just not true.
Okay. I want to talk a little bit more when we come back. Okay, stay with us.
I am an attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances. heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. And look, the fact of the matter is when you don't know the truth, you know, all opinions, I guess, are valid. They're there and up for discussion and debate. And certainly when it comes to the JFK assassination, still I think that what is missing is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Fred Litwin is with us, and he is challenging Oliver Stone's flim-flam, as he calls it, the demagogue of Dealey Plaza. He is the author of Oliver Stone's flim-flam, the demagogue of said book of Dealey Plaza. And Fred, as we were talking before about the implications of Vietnam, I think it's well documented that Eisenhower, before he left office, clearly warned JFK of the military, two things, the military-industrial complex, number one, and number two, the threat of Vietnam.
Well, I'm not sure how much he warned JFK about the threat of Vietnam. I think JFK understood quite a bit about Vietnam, and he really understood that you could not fight a nationalist war, a colonial war against Vietnam. JFK thought that Diem, the president Diem of South Vietnam, was a nationalist leader, and therefore that it was okay to fight in Vietnam with Diem because he was not fighting a colonial war. Mm-hmm. JFK was very adamant about protecting the freedom in South Vietnam.
But the thing was is that he kept troops from going in, and it seems that what's quite interesting is after the assassination, shortly thereafter, we had, you know, thousands of troops, you know, going into Vietnam by order of the new president, LBJ.
Well, Kennedy increased advisors, military advisors in Vietnam to over 16,000 by the time he was assassinated. I mean, the problem for JFK was that Diem was assassinated. There was a coup in South Vietnam in the beginning of November 1963, and that helped to change a lot of things because the situation went quite downhill from there.
Right.
And we just don't know what Kennedy would have done had he lived.
Mm-hmm. Fred, why do you think that JFK was assassinated?
He was assassinated by a communist who was really trying to make a statement about the Cuban Revolution. Mm-hmm. Oswald was a communist. He hated America. He was proud and supportive of Castro and the Cuban Revolution. And he was angry at the Kennedy administration for everything it was doing against Castro. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to strike a blow for the Cuban Revolution.
Do you think this was a one-man job?
Yes, definitely.
No help whatsoever. Just Oswald with a $19 carbine rifle.
Yeah, just Oswald. It was actually, he was a very good shot. And they were,
he was a marksman, right?
He was a shooter.
No, he was a marksman. His medal was as a marksman.
Yes, and he actually attained the rank, a score of a sharpshooter.
Well, I was not, to be honest with you, I wasn't aware of it. I always saw that he had the marksman badge. And being former Marine myself, I know where that sits. And, in terms of, even a sharpshooter, I mean, there's some range there. But I don't know. This is the first I've heard that he was he had qualified as a sharpshooter.
Not only did he qualify as a sharpshooter, have you seen his Marine scorebook?
No, I have not.
Oh, my God. It's quite an amazing document when you actually look at his scorebook of target shooting. And he was a pretty good shot.
Well. Okay.
And the shot's easy.
Yeah. Well, good to know. Why do you think Jack Ruby killed Oswald?
It was a longer story. It was an impulsive act on the part of Ruby, whose mental state was deteriorating that weekend because of an ad he saw in the Dallas Morning News the morning on Friday, November 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
There was a full-page ad in the Dallas Morning News criticizing Kennedy, and it was signed by Bernard Weissman, which was a Jewish name.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack Ruby was very, very sensitive to anti-Semitism, and he started to think about what is going on with this name, with this ad, and it started a mental degradation. He actually tried to find this Bernard Weissman on the weekend of the assassination, and he couldn't stop talking about it. And he just lucked into the fact that he was there when they were bringing Oswald out to be transferred.
Mm-hmm.
It was an impulsive act.
So this theory of mafia connections, you don't buy that?
No, Jack Ruby is the last person the mafia would actually hire or work with because he was a blabbermouth.
Yeah.
I mean, here was a man who would talk to anybody, policemen, you name it, and tell them everything they wanted to know. He was an informant for the FBI.
Yeah.
He was a blabbermouth.
Right.
The mob would not work with Jack Ruby.
You say also that the medical evidence, back to what we said earlier, supports a lone gunman. Break that down for us.
Yes, yeah, so the autopsy, x-rays, and photographs are very clear. Every single forensic pathologist who has examined them has come away convinced that Kennedy was hit from behind. There's no evidence of a shot from the front. And so that eliminates any assassin on the grassy knoll, and only one shot fired from behind hit Kennedy in the head, and one shot went through Kennedy's neck, and the medical evidence, there's no support for multiple gunmen in the medical evidence.
How many rounds were fired?
I think Oswald fired 3 rounds.
Mm-hmm. Was there evidence of a 4th round? I, for some reason, I was thinking 4 rounds in total had been fired, but based on your research, you settled on 3.
Well, they found 3 spent cartridge cases
mm-hmm.
on the 6th floor, and so and most people heard 3 shots.
Okay, let's also address here right now. We got about 4.5 minutes left here, Fred Litwin. The alibi for Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yep. So the alibi, there is an allegation that Lee Harvey Oswald could not have had an alibi because he was seen a couple of minutes after the assassination on the 2nd floor of the Texas School Book Depository, And the allegation is that he could not have come down the stairs after the assassination because there were women on the fourth floor who would have seen him, and they didn't see him.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've shown in my book is that if you do a proper timeline, Oswald beat those women down the stairs. So before they even went to the stairs, he was already downstairs, and so there is no alibi.
Mm-hmm. Let's address the chain of custody, the bullet found at Parkland Hospital, the infamous bullet there that was found on the stretcher, right?
Yes, this was found on a stretcher outside the elevator by a orderly in the hospital. It was a spent bullet, and the allegation in Oliver Stone's film is that the initials of one of the agents who took custody of the bullet was not – usually you etch your initials on the nose of the bullet,
mm-hmm.
and the claim was the initials were missing. I actually got a consultant to go to extremely high-res photographs that the National Archives released in 2016. These photographs are so high resolution that you need a consultant to actually stitch them together. I did that, sent it all to a friend, and he easily found the initials that the documentary series claimed were missing.
And whose initials did it identify?
It is Elmer Lee Todd, so one of the agents
okay.
who had taken possession, and they claimed that they were missing, but those initials are clearly there.
So that's interesting. I'd never heard that they would put their initials on the bullets. Now, are these all officers, federal and otherwise, that do this?
Yeah, FBI. It's typical to, if you get evidence, to etch your initials.
This is post. So if you get your this is post the deal. So you are basically you're the first in terms of chain of custody. You're the first one to take receipt of that evidence.
Yes.
That's what you're talking about. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Thanks for clarifying, because I was thinking, well, did you put your initial on before the bullet was sent out or something?
Yeah,
right.
No.
Okay. All right. Thanks for putting up with me. I appreciate it. Now, let's talk about about JFK's physician, Dr. George Berkeley. What did you find out?
The horrible allegation was made that Dr. George Berkeley was involved in a very, very big cover-up, and that he knew that the medical evidence pointed to a conspiracy. And I've been in touch with Dr. Berkeley's family, and the true story is that, like many other people, Dr. Berkeley started reading some conspiracy books in the 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
And while he suspected a conspiracy in the JFK assassination, it had nothing to do with the medical evidence. He just thought that the evidence pointed to Oswald having more money than he was known to have. And that mm-hmm. was his suspicion. It had nothing to do with what he witnessed at Parkland or Bethesda.
Okay, one final question here. We got about a minute left. Clay Shaw, the persecution of Clay Shaw.
A horrible tragedy, a horrible miscarriage of justice. Clay Shaw was the innocent gay man that Jim Garrison prosecuted in 1967 for conspiracy to kill Kennedy. He was completely innocent. He was acquitted in 50 minutes by the jury, and Garrison went after him for perjury, and that charge was quashed in 2 years. And Garrison was made the hero of Oliver Stone's feature film JFK, which is a tragedy for an innocent man.
So the takeaway, I'll let you summarize the takeaway that people should get from your book.
I present all the primary documents, links to primary documents. People can see for themselves that the evidence of conspiracy just doesn't exist, and that one man killed Kennedy.
Oliver Stone's Flim Flam, The Demagogue of Dealey Plaza by Fred Lidwin. Fred, thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Thank you very much for having me.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
7 million